This is an old story we've been talking about much of this hour, the dirty old man story. It's the guy with the secret door in his office story. The old story, powerful men get accused, they say the allegations are false, and hope it just all goes away.
It's part of the difficulty that people like to trivialize allegations of sexual assault, harassment, or other misconduct as so-called he said, she said. And the reality is that this is a crime that always involves an abuse of power. You rarely have people admit to it. There are high stakes with being held accountable for it. So it makes it an incredibly difficult topic to have a public conversation about.
Kristen Hauser is the Chief Public Affairs Officer of the National Sexual Violence Resource Center in Pennsylvania. She says the 2016 election has had a surprising focus on issues that she says are present in every family, every workplace, every community.
I can't really think of a woman in my life that hasn't experienced some form of sexual harassment or other kinds of violations.
Hauser says the difficulty of this issue in a political campaign is that it goes beyond gender or even partisanship.
This is a human rights issue, not necessarily a feminist issue. And this is not a political issue. This is about your community safety, your personal safety, the safety of the people that you love around you. It's about promoting a culture of respect.
If this controversy does anything like that, Hauser says, it will be a milestone. But for now, it's more like a pathology. Trump and his defenders say his women accusers are liars, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger said about women who accused him of groping them during his 2003 campaign for California governor. Then there are the dozens of women who allege they were drugged and then assaulted by actor Bill Cosby and his denials. A similar male master of his domain, Roger Ailes, the founder of Fox News, its chairman and CEO, was accused by Kelly Boyle of sexual harassment, one of a number of women to come forward after former Fox News host Gretchen Carlson this year dropped the bombshell that eventually cost Ailes his job at Fox. Today, Kelly Boyle works as a partner at Boyle Public Affairs in Virginia. Here's some priceless banter steeped in irony as Carlson, then employed by Roger Ailes, was on set in 2010 with her co-hosts Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade, and Donald Trump was the guest, talking about, of all things, how to pick up women.
This is what I learned, though. Take action. You never would have gotten there if you didn't go over and put yourself out there to be rejected.
Move forward.
Thank you.
Even if you get smacked.
I'm always learning stuff.
Donald Trump, always
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Thank you very much.
Steve.
Move forward.
Kelly Boyle claims that in the late 80s, Roger Ailes sexually harassed her and then railroaded her career after she rejected him, costing her a contract with the National Republican Congressional Committee. Boyle is now a partner at Boyle Public Affairs in Virginia.
I think it's a reflection of our society no longer turning its back on this kind of harassment. It's been prevalent for years. Almost every woman I know has a similar story. And it's just no longer acceptable. And I think that's encouraging.
Did the accounts of groping by Donald Trump surprise you after he made the denials and actually told Anderson Cooper on national television that, no, he never did anything like that?
Not particularly.
These allegations have put some conservative women in a tough situation. Kelly, maybe they've been targets of sexual harassment, but they want to remain loyal to their party. What are conservative women to do in this predicament?
Well, I don't think this kind of behavior by men is exclusive to conservatives by any means.
Right.
My situation with Roger Ailes, he referred to two relationships that he proposed for himself and me as being common in the media and in politics. And I believe him. So I don't equate them. I think the problem is widespread regardless of political philosophy.
And let's just get this straight. Ailes said to you, I'm going to open this door for you, Kelly, and you're going to get, lots of success. And on the other side of this door is lots of time sleeping in bed with me. Is that basically what he offered?
Well, I'd like to clarify. He was not my boss. I never asked him for anything. I had just met him. I had known him for less than 2.5 hours when he said explicitly that if I want to play with the big boys, I have to lay with the big boys, and that I would be his special friend, and he would, open some doors for me, which, again, I never asked for. I already had this premier contract in the bag. I didn't need his help. But when I tried to kill some time to just get away from him and recover from the shock, I asked, well, do I have to be anyone else's friend? And he said, well, you may have to give a few here and there. It was astounding. And then I was punished severely for not jumping at that opportunity.
Do you think there is a moment of reconciliation happening here as we talk about this so candidly and women are coming forward and describe your sense of needing strength in numbers to come forward, even in the case of Roger Ailes?
Well, I was advised by an attorney that numbers would be helpful so that he wouldn't personally go after me for libel or slander. But I wasn't particularly concerned. I felt that Gretchen Carlson needed validation for her claims, and I found them to be entirely consistent with Roger Ailes' character and what I had experienced.
But is this an issue that Americans need to deal with in their social and employment settings? Is this a serious social problem that we ignore at our peril?
Absolutely. It's endemic in the workplace, but also I found that it permeates culture. Women particularly are fearful of economic retribution, of other types of punishment, and they need to feel safe in rejecting advances and in calling out the men who are subjecting them to them. But it requires a culture change, both men and women.
So, do you think this conversation and the fact that they're being had everywhere in the country this week is a good argument for why maybe there should be a woman president right now? I mean, given all of Hillary Clinton's problems, I mean, I don't want to turn it into a one-issue campaign, but certainly that's something that could take a step in a different direction here.
No, I actually don't believe that would be a step in the right direction, just as electing President Obama has not cured our racial problems.
Right.
So, no, I think it's irrelevant. I think, more women in positions of power coming out, like Gretchen Carlson did, is what's going to keep the issue alive and make women feel more comfortable and safe in coming out, and also make men see that there are consequences. And they may not occur for decades, but as in Roger Ailes' case, they were swift and severe.
Kelly Boyle is a partner at Boyle Public Affairs, a Virginia-based communications firm. She alleged in the late 80s that Roger Ailes insisted that he have sex with her as a condition of helping her career while he was a political consultant.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.